From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Susan Yaki reporting. Islamists claim responsibility for Baghdad attack. Islamic State extremists have claimed responsibility for a suicide bomb attack on a state-run gas facility north of Baghdad today that killed 11 people and wounded 21 more. A suicide bomber exploded a car near the front gate of the gas production facility at around 6 a.m. local time. Following the explosion, another van carrying at least six more terrorists wearing explosive vests gained access to the facility. They were able to set fire to three of the facility's gas storage containers. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is in Saudi Arabia preparing for a new round of talks later this week on the conflicts in Syria, Libya, and Yemen. Kerry meets today in Jeddah with several Saudi leaders, including King Salman, to discuss the regional conflicts. Multinational forces fighting the Islamic extremists of Boko Haram arrested five of the group's leaders and freed dozens of captive women and children, according to Cameroon's government. Authorities reported that the raids targeting Boko Haram bases in the northern Madawaya forest earlier this month freed 28 children and at least 18 women. China's defense ministry expressed its strong dissatisfaction with the United States, criticizing an annual report by the U.S. Department of Defense as misrepresenting the country's military development. The Defense Department report to the U.S. Congress, issued Friday, said that China was focused on developing and weaponizing the islands it has built in the disputed waters of the South China Sea, so it will have greater control over the maritime region without resorting to armed conflict. Defense Ministry spokesman Yang Yujun told the state news agency Xinhua, the U.S. report is willfully distorting the truth.